Hello guys, welcome to the Incredibly Disappointed Podcast. I'm your host, Diego Herrera.
And I'm your co-host, Christian Rodriguez, and thank you for joining us again.
Yeah, I guess this is very different because we're gonna think of filming this in
better environment, yeah.
downstairs. I have like a room, kind of like a gym area, where we have significant enough space to record. I have my poker games there. We'll play poker there. But we just couldn't get the audio right. We were fucking up with the audio, and then we decided, well, fuck it. Let's just try to do an audio podcast. And then as soon as we come upstairs, we're in our bedroom. Well, we're in my bedroom right now. And tell them what happened, Christian.
So for some reason, there's like this volume button only for like one of the mics when it's by itself, which is how we recorded our last podcast just with one mic. And for some reason, I had the feeling that was the reason something was messing up. And so I told Diego to go bring the other mic from downstairs, and it turns out that was the freaking problem. So now we just said fuck it and left
Yeah,
it.
we're thinking. Well, Christian had the idea. We're like, well, fuck it, let's just do the audio one right now. And I was like, no, we're gonna do it. Let's might as well just do a
I
fucking
do
video,
it,
a video episode. So I guess this is it. Yeah, we had a couple topics that we were gonna talk about, but we well, I guess we got a little too stressed out with the fucking audio and
Yeah,
everything.
dude.
But well, we could save it up, and we have a little bit with like favorite movies. My favorite movie, honestly.
I already know which one that one is.
Which one?
Let me guess. I'm pretty sure it's The Sopranos, right?
No, not that
Oh,
one.
wait, no, that's show.
That's a
Yeah, no,
show.
yeah,
Favorite
no,
show
never mind,
is
yeah.
The Sopranos, which is the best show ever, hands down. But the favorite movie, it has to be probably Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. I have
Italian
yet to still
mobster.
watch that
I
one.
always tell him to watch it, but he somehow doesn't like to
Yeah.
watch it. Well, I don't know if you don't like to watch it, you say you
Well,
just don't
no,
have
no. I
time.
mean, it ha if it's like kind of like The Sopranos, then it's gonna be good. Like I'll
Yeah.
like it, yeah.
It's like 2.5 hours long.
And they're always showing it also on TV. I see that it's 2 hours, and I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like I don't have time for that. But I also still have to watch, El Camino, which is
From
also about 2 hours, but that one's a must. Like that
Yeah,
one's
that
a
one you
must
have to
watch.
watch. Like you saw Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
I haven't watched Better Call Saul because I haven't watched El Camino.
I'd say you first watch
Better Call
Better Call
Saul?
Saul. Well,
Yeah.
no, you know what? No, watch El Camino first and then Better Call Saul. Well, yeah. Yeah, I think that's
Yeah, I mean, well, I was trying to go in order, but I mean, I've seen on Instagram the actor that plays Gustavo. He says that you would have a
What's
better
his name?
experience.
I forgot his name.
I forgot his name too. But he said in a video that you would have a better experience watching Better Call Saul first and then Breaking Bad. I mean,
Yeah.
El Camino, yeah.
Yeah, 'cause like I've seen that like there's like this thing where you could like at a certain episode in Breaking Bad, you just cut off, watch Better Call Saul, and then return back to Breaking Bad, and it's like you kind of lose I don't know.
Like the
Like,
meaning of
yeah, the
it,
meaning
yeah.
of watching the whole show. Well, but yeah, that's actually Breaking Bad's a good show. Better Call Saul as well.
Do you have just like one favorite movie, or do you have like
Well, I have
favorite movie?
three. It's Goodfellas, number one. The Godfather, number two. And then Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3.
Yes.
Okay. I
What's
guess
yours?
mine, the first one would be Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Have you seen the new one?
I haven't seen the new
I
one,
saw it.
and it hasn't been spoiled yet. But I mean,
What about this?
I kind of know already, but
It's pretty good. I enjoy it. And I haven't seen the first or the second one.
you haven't seen the first one or the
No.
second one, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for it to come out on Disney because
On Disney
we
Plus?
recently got Disney Plus,
Yeah.
and I'm just waiting for it to come out there just to watch it. It's not free because we're still paying for Disney, but
That is true.
I'm not paying for tickets and popcorn anymore, so.
Like when I went, I took someone else and it was like $60, and I was like, "Fuck this! I'm never coming back to the movies."
Screw that, dude.
And the only dates we had were movies. It's like, come off,
Gotta
man.
go on Tuesday, guys.
I
Tuesdays.
know Tuesday's what? Like the
Tuesdays is they're like, I forgot how much it was, but
take $7 tickets,
yeah,
huh?
it's like $8 tickets, I think.
I don't know if we've gone. I don't think if I've like I went with that person on a Tuesday. I don't think so. But yeah, okay. What other movies?
My second one would probably be The Kingsman, the first one also.
Kingsman.
Yeah, I haven't watched the third one either.
Isn't the third one like
It's like how they did for like The Sopranos. How they went back in time.
A prequel?
Yeah. It's a prequel. Yeah,
is that what it's called? A prequel?
I guess that's what they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's called a prequel.
But that's pretty much what... Those are my top two. My third one is Cars. Obviously.
The Cars.
Yeah, like, come on.
It's because, like, here's that thing. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, every guy has that one Disney movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that one
you
Disney
have to,
movie.
But like, have you seen that guy on TikTok with, like, all the car stuff in his bedroom?
Yeah.
He has, like, all the movies in Blu-ray also.
Yeah.
In Blu-ray.
Yeah, because if you had a Blu-ray, that means you had money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, those things still exist today, which, no. like, what the hell? Like,
no one really
no,
wants
no
this.
One uses that shit anymore, but yeah. I mean, I guess what, the movies I typically like are those that have, like, very good action in it, but with music. So that's why I like Guardians of the Galaxy, because
they tie in the action with the
music.
If you see this, the most recent one that came out, you're going to like it, because it has really good music.
Yeah.
And but they've always had good music.
Like, they've always had good music.
I believe all... Like, Marvel Guardians? Movies have had great music.
Yeah, but Guardians specifically just because of the storyline behind it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kingsman also has some good music while they're fighting. So,
which
I don't
one
know.
Is the one where it goes, where the guy steps on a bomb and he goes, West Virginia?
That's the second one. That's the Kingsman, the Golden Circle.
Is that the one where Pedro Pascal comes up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's a cowboy. Yeah,
yeah, where he's like a cowboy.
They're from like Tennessee or something like that.
Yes.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that one is, but I mean that's pretty much what I like in movies. I mean like I guess after Cars it would be Cruella, the live action one. Because of the music as well. Like I don't know.
Just because of Emma Stone.
Well that too, but I mean I just feel like it was very good. It was a very good movie. It was very well produced. And the music behind it as well, it was really good.
Yeah, it's Disney, dude.
Well,
fucking
yeah.
Disney. Just...
But that's the first time like I was like, damn, like...
Okay, props.
But yeah, like props to them because... I mean, was Cruella the first live-action movie they did?
Nah, they've...
Which
I think
was
it was like Aladdin or something. Nah, yeah. I'm pretty sure they've done more.
Because they didn't start doing that until like the past 2 years or 3 years.
Nah, wait, dude. They did like the Jungle Book and it wasn't fucking... In live action.
Oh, but that one was like... Oh, yeah, that's right. Like in 2016, no?
Yeah, 2016, 2017. The Lion King also came before the pandemic.
But that was like recently. That wasn't like...
Well, Lion King was probably like 2018.
Nah, dude. That must have been 2020.
No.
There's no way.
Because I remember I wasn't here for the Lion King. And I saw it like out of town. And it was... Way before the pandemic, but maybe about a year or a half before.
No, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you look for in movies? What are the things you look for?
I don't know, man. I just like movies that have great storyline. Like, for example, I just went to go see Asteroid City. You don't know, it's...
I was like, what the hell is that?
It's like this...
Did you watch the Astros or what? I used to... What the fuck did you do?
It's Wes Anderson. It's like a fucking amazing director. But everything he does is like color. Like very colorful, blah, blah.
Mm.
And like, and this movie that it came out was pretty good. Scarlett Johansson comes out, Steve Carell, Edward Norton, the whole bunch, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, well, yeah.
But as naked,
that's all you gotta say.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch.
That's all you gotta say.
I saw it last week, but also, as men, there's certain movies that you'll be like, I would never watch this, but for this actress or this like particular thing that's gonna happen, I'm gonna watch. I don't.
I feel you on that one. Yeah, it's the same thing because like, I watch novellas.
Yeah,
so it's the same thing.
But like, you have like an addiction to novellas,
dude. I've been watching them since I was small, dude. Like, how can I not? Like, there's this. I'm about to finish one, right? And this other one's about to start. And my mom's like, "Oh, like this other one's gonna start too." And I'm like, "Who cares about that one? This actually is gonna come out on this one. I'm gonna watch this one. I can't miss that
like,
one." You know,
like I guess when, okay, this is like my guilty pleasure. I guess when Olivia Rodrigo started like popping off. I saw that she came out of like the High School Musical like remake or whatever, like the series.
On Disney Plus.
High School Musical, the musical, the show, or the series or whatever.
That's where Sophia Wiley comes out too. You know who that one is?
Yeah, I think so. But I was like, I'm gonna watch it. Okay. And everyone, and like, I remember watching, like, my sister would watch it a little bit. She's like, why the fuck are you watching this? I'm just like, whatever, Rodrigo.
Just Olivia Rodrigo. I wish I had Disney Plus back then. But now that you mention it, I'm gonna watch it.
Olivia Rodrigo. She's.
Yeah, dude.
She just dropped an album.
I think she's like on fifth on my list. You know what I mean? On my wife list, you know? If you hang around me, if you're like really close with me, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. Just... But yeah, there's certain movies that also I'll just watch because I like this actor.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I know that this actor is a good actor. Or also, like I've seen recent movies where there's just there's a comedian that comes out. And it's like, I'm going to watch it just because of this comedian.
Yeah.
So yeah, like certain things like that kind of intrigue me to watch movies.
Like, I just found out, honestly, I guess my fifth favorite movie would be Meet the Blacks. If you guys haven't watched
Meet
that
the
one.
Blacks.
Dude, I tried showing you that movie and you never watched it, right?
I've seen it before.
Or did we watch it?
I've seen it before. Where they end up in like a...
It's like The Purge.
Yeah,
but it's like a comedy version.
But where they end up in a cabin in the woods, no? Or like in a lake house. And they're like, welcome to the new house. Like at the very end.
Well, I think... Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
Okay, well, I just recently found out through TikTok that they made a part two.
Yeah, they made a part two.
And I was like, how the hell did I not know about this, right? Like, I love this movie. It's funny as fuck, dude. Especially because...
You've never seen the Hangover ones, right?
Like, bits here and there, you know?
That's because, like, also, like, I don't get how, like, you and our friends have never seen those movies. Never seen the Hangover, never seen the Purge.
Well, to be honest... The Purge.
I mean, not The Purge. Project X.
Project X. Oh, I had never watched Project X.
Yeah. Until like one day I put it for him and a couple of our friends.
Dude, that movie goes hard. It was funny as
like also. Too. Like I sometimes think, I'm like, imagine if that party were to, like, if you were at that party, you were hosting it, what would your consequences be? Parents, what would your consequences be? I know I'm getting grounded for like. The remainder
dude,
of...
Dude, I'm getting disowned. I'm getting disowned. For sure.
Because that movie, like, so many
dude,
things happened.
Dude, it's crazy, dude. The car went inside the pool.
Yeah.
That was the funniest part.
The house went on fire. Like, fucking cops were getting, like,
dude, that movie was insane, dude.
Yeah. That's a pretty good movie to watch. Not my favorite, so...
No, I guess... that would be my first one. It would be Meet the Blacks. Just because it's funny, dude. I don't know what is it, especially like, I mean, if you watched the movie before, you know that there's like this African character that they put on there. Dude,
what's his name? Michael Blackson?
Is that his name?
His actor is like his actual real name. I guess it's like Michael, like obviously he's from Africa, came to the US. I'm pretty sure he changed his name or like his like stage name or whatever.
Yeah.
Because his stage name is Michael Blackson.
Damn.
Like black and then S-O-N, like son.
Yeah.
Blackson.
That's crazy. But that guy's funny, dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's funny. And I saw, like, the clip that I saw on TikTok of part two, it was him showing up in, like, I want to say it was, like, a Cadillac, but the older version ones.
Yeah.
Not the newer ones. Dude, it was just funny because the guy was like, he's like, well, who'd you get, Obama? And the other guy was like, nah, but pretty close. And then the guy comes off and he's, like, kissing him out because you know how he owes him money and stuff. But... I want to watch that part too. I just don't know where to find it. You have to pay for it. I looked it up.
You have to pay for it?
You have to pay for it. I think it's free on Tubi, but...
I ain't gonna get
Tubi. Tubi is sketchy, dude.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
get
Tubi. I
don't trust it, dude. Like, every time I get the app, like, to see what's on there, the same movies on there, especially, what is it? Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Dude, but Tubi has, like, all these movies that are, like, fucking... 20, 30 years old, and you're like, no one wants to watch this.
Well, that's why it's fucking free. Like, when you get the actual app, you realize why it's free.
Like, one time, like, when I got my TV, the one I took to college, no, before that, I had another TV, and like, I had started my room, whatever, my parents were checking it out, and they found Tubi, and they found this movie that was, like, fucking 30, 40 years ago, Like, it was made 34 years ago, and yeah. we watched it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It was, like, about the Wild West and shit.
It was, actually, it was, but, like, in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah. But then I was like, all right, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Fucking certain things that movies attract to people.
No, dude, yeah.
But and then, Barbie's coming out.
Barbie and that other one.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah, dude.
I want to watch
Oppenheimer. I low-key want to see that one, even though I have no idea what it's about, but...
It's about the atomic bomb.
Really?
About the creation of the atomic bomb.
Okay, okay. I saw the trailer for it yesterday, because I went to go see Sound of Freedom yesterday. Oh, yeah. But I saw it, and then I remembered I watched a TikTok where they're like, they used no CGI, yeah. but, I mean, obviously... They used a little bit.
Like, you question it, right? Because yeah. it's like, no CGI? Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, you dropping bombs in the movie. Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, I watched this other TikTok after that one where the guy was like, they're claiming they use no CGI, but obviously they need to use a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this guy must have a budget.
Oh, no, like, yeah.
Unlimited budget.
Christopher Nolan.
To not like, use CGI and make everything, you know.
The director, real. Christopher Nolan, he has like a... Like, I think all of his movies have... recently, like, for example, he did Tenet. Mm-hmm. The one with that other actor, Robert Pattinson and John David Washington. Mm-hmm. They, like... Dude, he drove, an actual plane into a hangar. Uh-huh. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, we didn't use CGI. That was an actual plane we bought. And then that hangar, we bought it as well.
What the hell?
Like, his budget for his films are insane.
Yeah.
Which are, I guess... From, like, a viewer standpoint, you're like, damn, that actually happened, mm-hmm. and they filmed it.
Yeah.
But also, you're like, damn, that thing could have been sold or something.
No, dude, for real, yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to see that one for sure. So, are we doing the double take or what? We're going to watch Barbie, and they're going to go watch
the other one? Yeah, I'm down. I want you to watch them.
We need to dress for the occasion, too. You haven't seen the TikToks? Yeah. There's, like, in a tux and everything.
Yeah. Dude. Like, it'd be, like, funny, like, six guys... What movie, sir? Barbie.
Barbie?
Barbie. And don't ask any fucking questions. Give us the tickets now. Dude. I'd watch Barbie.
I would watch it, too. I mean, I want to watch it
because... Margot Robbie?
Yeah, exactly. You see, back to our point of, you know...
Yeah, like...
Watching certain movies because of certain actors. And it's not just with girls, either, you know? It's like... With guys, too, as well, you know? Yeah, just like you were saying, comedians, you know?
Yeah, like, I like watching movies, like... You know who I really like watching movies with? Adam Sandler.
He's funny, dude.
Because I know for a fact... He's a god. I know for a fact some will flop and then some will be good. Like, for example, Uncut Gems. You never saw that one?
No, never saw
that one. The one about who has... he's like a... Like a watch dealer. Like, he has like all these watches. He has like a luxury... Mm-hmm. Like a jewelry store. It's insane. Probably one of the... Also, great movie. Because it's Adam Sandler not being a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
It's him being like an actual serious guy.
For real, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good movie, mm-hmm. but also a lot of his movies are like, yeah, I'm gonna have you have to watch them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Adam Sandler.
The one movie I still don't get, and I guess like looking back now, it wasn't that funny. Was it Jack and Jill?
Oh yeah, I never liked.
I never liked
Jack and Jill.
Like back then, it was probably funny, but now looking at it, it's just like, nah, that movie probably didn't.
What movie do you think will be canceled today?
Canceled today? That's recently come out?
No, like. In the past. Like, movie from the past. That's, like, if it was released today, it'd be canceled.
Meet the Blacks.
Meet the Blacks?
Yeah, for sure.
But that came out, like, recently, though.
No.
Like, 2015, 2016. That was still canceling culture was about to start.
Well, it was about to start. But if you were to bring it in right now, I feel like they would cancel it, dude. Like, bad. I got you.
Did you ever see Tropic Thunder?
No, I've never seen
that. Well, this is the only thing you need to know as for how to be, like, it'd be canceled. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. plays a black guy. So, like, that's how you know it'd be canceled. Because of fucking, yeah, blackface and everything.
No.
Dude. So, like, he plays a black guy.
Automatically.
So, yeah, like, automatically it'd be canceled. Mm-hmm. But, hey, it was funny.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, Tom Cruise came out. Mm-hmm. A lot of great actors for a fucking, comedic movie.
Yeah.
Jack Black came out. Ben Stiller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, but now think about it, your tastes of movies are way different than mine.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, you definitely have a little bit of, like, better taste because you watch more movies than I do.
Probably.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, back then, I would watch a lot of movies, But ever since like my sisters were born, it's just like we barely go to the movie theater. I say since 2017, I've been to this movie theater in Brownsville like 3 times probably. Jesus. Since 2017.
I like going to the movies. I don't know why. Like, I've met people that are like, oh, like, I don't like going to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fuck? I love going to the movies. As much as, like, it hurts my pocket, I'm like, I fucking like going to the movies.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good experience. And I feel like, especially after, like, the whole COVID stuff happened.
Yeah. You want to get out and just go.
Yeah. I mean, that happened to us when we went to go watch Venom the first time. Oh, yeah. When we went to that movie theater.
It's because...
You want to tell that story?
The like, for example, the movie theater here in our hometown, it's not the great. It's not the greatest.
It's not the greatest.
But it was decent. It's from 1 to 10, like 6, 7. Mm-hmm. 7 max, 6, maybe, something around there. 6, 7. Mm-hmm. But the movie theater in our college town, San Antonio... We went to go watch Venom, the Venom 2, thinking, on the outside, the movie theater looked shit.
Yeah. Well, to give you guys an idea of it, Cinemark over there is not a big deal.
Yeah.
You want to go to the Palladium?
Yeah, Palladium, because, obviously, here in our hometown, we only have one movie theater, and like one brand, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's over there Cinemark, in San Antonio, there's like...
Three or four different brands, yeah.
So we went to a Cinemark over there.
Because that's all we knew to begin with.
Yeah, that's all we knew.
Yeah.
And then thinking that, like, we would... we saw the outside and we're like,
we pull up and there's a Michoacana, right?
That's what it's called? Yeah, like a meat market next to it.
Yeah.
I think there was, like, a gym next to it or something like that.
It just looked like it was, like, not in a so good...
neighborhood.
Yeah.
It looked really sketchy. So...
And, I mean, we get off and, you know... We're not from there, right? But you could tell, you know, people from there, you know, they weren't from, you know, such a good neighborhood. But as soon as we walk, like, well, first we walk into the snacks, right?
Yeah.
It looked pretty decent. But as soon as we walk into the theater, reclinable seats. Like, I'm talking about those seats that they look like the ones that you buy in your living room.
Yeah.
Like, just like the one sofa that reclines. We see that and we're like, what the fuck is this? We're like... It looks so ghetto from the outside, and we walk in, and it's like this fancy ass shit, like fancier than Brownsville movie theater.
Brownsville will never get reclinable seats.
Yeah, dude. And I noticed that yesterday because I went to a movie theater yesterday, and I sat down, and I was like, bro, like, I missed those reclinable seats, you know? Like,
yeah, those seats are nice.
And then there's like people, like, because obviously the one in Brownsville, like, it just reclines a little bit.
Yeah.
And people are like hitting you and shit because they're like moving. Dude, it happened to me like 3 times, bro. And I'm just like, bro, we were in San Antonio right now. This reclinable seat. Like, you'll still have people next to you, but they aren't bothering you. Like, there's a lot of space.
I just hate when, like, for example, when I saw Asteroid City last week, I had the whole movie theater to myself and the other person that I was watching. Like, and I was like, I thought about it and I was like, well, maybe people just don't like or aren't interested in the movie. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was interested, so I'm going to go watch it, right? Mm-hmm. But then also, when it's like a, like, for example, Fast and Furious, when I went to watch it, my whole fucking aisle, no one was sitting there but me and this other person.
Yeah.
5 minutes into the movie, 6 people just fucking sit right next to me. And I'm like, there's fucking 10 seats. Scoot the fuck over.
Out of all the places.
Yeah, out of all the places they sit next to you. Or when they sit in front of you and you can't put your feet up. Mm-hmm. Like, you motherfucker. It gets me mad. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's... I fucking hated it yesterday, too, because in front of us was, like, a whole family. But the thing is, like, the movie starts, and, like, okay, I understand the first part where they were recording it, you know, because, you know...
Yeah.
Because of the... I watched Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to take it off and stuff. Like, I understand that part.
Are they actually going to take it off?
Well, that's what I heard.
Because all I've heard is, like, the premise of the movie, where this guy who... Goes to, like, South America or Central America.
Goes to Colombia.
Oh.
Goes to Colombia, yeah. I ain't gonna spoil the movie, but...
Well,
yeah.
He just goes and, like, and helps, like, fucking kids get out of, like, sex trafficking and all this stuff.
Yeah. But, like, I understood that part, right? For recording.
Yeah.
But the entire movie, bro, on her phone, dude. She was on her phone.
The person in front of you?
Yeah, and she doesn't have dark mode on. I mean, it was a mom. I
fucking hate it, when it people are like that.
It was a mom. She just has the white mode on, right? On her iPhone. Yeah. And she's like, she's texting on WhatsApp. She's texting on Messenger. She opened her Cash App. I was like, what the fuck is going on, right? And then after the Cash App, I noticed that she started checking, like, the cameras of her house. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh, like, she has, like, a daughter or, like, a son.
Yeah.
That's home alone, right? With, like, friends while they're over here at the movies, right?
Yeah.
And she's, like, checking and zooming in on the camera, replaying it back. And then she starts calling the like, whatever they were, like a girl or a guy, right? He starts calling her. Call them 3 times, didn't answer. Send the message through regular message, send the message on Messenger, and send the message on WhatsApp, dude. All of the apps.
I guess it's, like, people, like, have this... People should have this notion of, like, hey...
Yeah, you're like a...
You're at a fucking movie theater. Yeah. Don't use your phone. But also, like, I'm not even gonna cap. I use my phone sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I use it too, but...
But you have your Apple Watch. I don't.
I mean, when I'm in the movie theater, I'll probably look at my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those people that, oh my God, I'm watching the movie and shit. Like no, like, I'm there to enjoy it. And I'm definitely not checking up on people through the fucking camera. Like, that's insane, dude. Like, if you don't trust them, then... Just stay home. Like, honestly, you should have just stayed home.
Yeah.
And then we got the husband sitting by himself all the way, like, because we were in the middle of, like, the seating. And the husband was all the way in the corner. And the guy just coughing, bro, the entire movie. We're like, what the fuck, dude? And, like, I was sitting next to my cousin.
Because
I went with my cousin and my tias.
Yeah.
But we were scattered all over the place. So it was, like, my tio, my tia in one side. And then my cousin and her boyfriend in front of them.
And you were third wheeling with your cousin?
No, well, I guess, yeah. Well, it's because, like, my cousin, the girl, and then I was sitting with my other cousin,
The
guy. So we got stuck in the middle, right? And so behind us, dude, that cough was worse, dude. It sounded like with phlegm, dude.
It sounded like COVID?
Dude, yeah.
It honestly, sounded like COVID.
And we, like, there's a, like, at the end of the movie... We look at each other and we're like, what the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
Like,
I
fuck this, dude.
Like, I don't know. And also, the one thing is that, like, that bothers me is when, like, for example, the new Spider-Man that came out, you've seen it, right? Yeah, I made you watch it.
The live-action one or the Spider-Verse?
The live-action one.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, I didn't watch the animated one. Fuck that.
I want to watch it, but I haven't had time. Yeah. Well, I have, but it's, But I made you watch that one, no? Yeah, Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, and Andrew Garfield. When I want to go watch that one, I hate when people, like, start clapping at the movies.
Oh, dude.
And they're like, oh, my God. Like, Tobey Maguire does not give a fuck if he's clapping for him. He makes hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for you to clap for him.
And those are, honestly, like, those are real MCU fans.
Yeah,
like,
that is shit.
They're like, oh, my God, well, actually, you're wrong about the superhero because, like, those are those people.
Like, I like the MCU. Mm-hmm. I like superhero movies and all, but I'm not gonna be like, oh my God!
Yeah, I'm not into them.
Like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, like, I'll do that, but also not that loud, you know?
Yeah, or sometimes I'll just be like, oh shit, like,
yeah.
But I'm not gonna be like, oh my God!
Oh my God!
Like,
oh my God!
Like, start crying and shit.
I mean, yesterday people clapped, but I mean that was understandable.
Yeah, because it's a fucking like
the topic of the movie.
Yeah, the topic of the movie is like understandable.
Which honestly, I don't want to talk about it that much because I don't want to get. You know, I want to disappear.
But right? also, like, with like fucking Fast and Furious movies.
Fuck those movies. I stopped watching it after the one in Dubai.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I stopped watching it after
that. I like them because they're fucking stupid.
Like, I mean, I want to watch them, but...
Like, for example, dude, stupid, when the fucking, know. Like, with fucking Dominic Toretto, like, flies with his car. And, yeah, like, you're like, nah, te pasaste, verga. Like, at that point, you're not even screaming at the movie. Yeah. You're screaming at, like... The meaning of it. You're like, hey, nah, te pasaste de verga.
Dude,
like, come on, you can't do that shit.
I saw TikTok where he was, like, live streaming with the girlfriend. I always forget her name.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Yes, with her.
Yeah,
right?
Michelle Rodriguez.
And the other one that dates...
Paul Walker?
Yeah, Paul Walker. They were, like, in a live. And this guy goes, Vin Diesel goes, don't be surprised if, like, later... comes a movie about the family.
Oh yeah, no,
and,
yeah.
And we're like, what the? I was like, what the fuck?
No, yeah, because if you haven't seen this last movie, they introduce Dom's son.
Oh shit!
And the guy, guy, you see the movie? That guy is drifting like crazy. He fucking shoots missiles and everything. Like, the fucking what the fuck?
And shit.
Yeah, like you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, Like, you kind of know. It's like, oh, they're going to make more movies about this kid. But people are still going to watch them.
I think, enjoy him. You know, now that I think about it, because you reminded me that about the kid, Black Panther would be fourth place instead of Cruella.
Black Panther.
The first second one? Part. The second part.
We saw Black Panther the second one, right?
Yeah, we saw it at the movie theater, too.
That movie theater.
Dude, it was badass. I loved the soundtrack on that movie, but I liked the ending.
Where they meet the...
Where he has the kid.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, like, that almost made me cry. And I was like, like, holy
what
shit.
What movie has made you cry?
I don't know. I don't know if I ever have cried.
I have.
But I've been to the point of crying.
I'm proud. I don't give a fuck. I'll say it.
And I don't remember those movies either. But I've yet to, like, cried, like, watching a movie. But I've been close to crying. That's for sure. I think for sure I almost cried in the Black Panther one.
The second one?
Yeah, for sure.
No, I've cried in Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. Bro. Because, like, bro.
Well, okay, but was that when you were, like, smaller?
Nah, I was probably, like... Yeah, estaba pretty joven. I was probably, like, 13.
And you just, while you're watching, you're like, fuck.
It's because why the fuck does... Boo wants to open the door. And Sully's not there? Like, come on, like... You... Like, it makes you fucking, like, why the fuck aren't you there, pussy? Yeah. But it's like, I guess the fucking, right? Like, producers or whatever.
Fucking Pixar, we're going after you. Fucking, you made my homeboy cry, dude.
Yeah, I think that's a movie. And then, oh, what's the other one? It's a Mexican movie, Bajo la Misma Luna, with Eugenio Derbez, Kate Castillo. It's basically this mom goes to work in the United States illegally. Mm-hmm. And her kid stays in Mexico, but the kid runs off because he was staying with his grandma, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the kid runs away, trying to go to the United States. So as he goes and he's working the fields, or what, like, fucking 10-year-old kid, he's working the fields, and he, like, hangs out with Eugenio Derbez, this character, and, like, they hang out, whatever. And then like one day, like, they leave or whatever, and then his mom had always told him, like, oh, te estoy llamando del teléfono. Oh, my phone. They're like, te estoy llamando del teléfono.
Yeah.
Que está enfrente de Domino's or algo así. Like, some fucking pizza place. So this guy is looking all over, like, Los Angeles for that fucking pizza place. And one day he finds it, and, like, his mom's there. And, like, they, like, run at each other in their arms and shit. Damn, dude. It's pretty sad.
I haven't watched it. Honestly, low-key, I try to avoid those movies. Because
you don't want to cry?
Yeah. But...
Because you end up crying about something else. Because you just start crying and you're like, fuck, man. Fuck. No, you don't even care about the movie anymore. You just start crying.
Yeah, dude, you just start crying out of nowhere. But, yeah. Well, we're kind of reaching our limit again.
Yeah.
Like we say, we're trying to get to the 45-ish.
We don't want to push an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I think today's episode was good, despite the fact we fucking... It took us 3 hours.
I know, dude. I got here, what, like at...
He got here, like, at 1:30.
Not 2:30, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got here at 2:30. We barely figured this shit out at 4:30.
Yeah. Like, 2 hours, maybe.
It's okay, guys. We're learning.
Yeah.
We're progressing.
Hopefully this episode, fucking... We bought it.
I mean, pretty much later, we're gonna have, like, a whole crew and everything in the back. Yeah. You know?
We'll try to get another guy, another recurring host here and there. You know, but yeah, once again, guys, thank you for watching. Mm-hmm. This is going to be our first episode back. And then once again, thank you guys.
Second episode, but first.
Oh, yeah, first video and then second episode in audio. But thank you guys for tuning in and thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching.
See you guys in the next episode.
This time, I got it right.
Yeah, this time, Christian got it right. Yeah. See you guys in the next episode. See you guys.
Later.